I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I've been meditating on this for a long time now, and it's clear to me that beneath the rationalized materialist system beats the hearts of men who long for heroism. It's been the thematic fixture of our media for a long time now, in different guises. The boomers saw themselves as the world historic protagonists, making things safe for capitalism and democracy by ushering in the end of history. Generation X saw this looming artificial world of corporate offices with existential terror and told themselves stories of how best it could be escaped. Millennials were resigned to their fate and set themselves to shaping the corporate world to at least be a comfortable civilizational retirement, whilst at the same time disposing of any legacy patriarchal boundaries. And Zoomers are the glowing embers in the ashes of human greatness. They've been denied the mechanisms by which they might develop into the men that their forefathers once were. Locked out of the system, they are wondering how they can overthrow it. You are going to look at the cover of Islander 5 and think we printed it yesterday in response to current events, because it goes hard. However, each issue takes months to produce, and not only does it take time to logistically bring everything together, it's the long hours of contemplation on the state of the world and the direction of travel of the forces within it that means it becomes something this special. Trump's presidency has been heroic, whether you like it or not. The nature of his rise to power, the initial run and struggles to master the system and its enemies, their strike back during the Biden years and his victorious return after winning everything is the very model of an epic story. But whose story is it? Well, it's the story of the boomers. Trump and his United States are still on the same mission that the boomers ever were on, because he himself is a boomer. Not to be judgmental about it, but that's just how it is. And with the deposition of Maduro, we see on the horizon the final victory of this paradigm. And that is, in its way, heroic. Issue 5 of Islander is about heroism. It is a work of art that collectively explores the very nature of the heroic society, and the interplay between heroic acts and the established order. It is an examination of what it means to be an agent of destiny. The hero brings about a new paradigm, and the imperfections within each new order contain the seeds of its own destruction. This is the cycle of history, and while some may view the toppling of Maduro to be the fulfillment of the American cycle, others will see it as the end of a just world order as a republic decays into an empire. In the sense that Joseph Campbell described the monomyth, the essence of the hero's journey into the other world and his return as a champion is the bringing forth of something new into the old. Fundamentally, the hero's role in every story is about change. And in this way, it's undeniable that Trump has had a heroic role in events. The irony of his presidency is that whilst it subconsciously seeks to usher in the end of history, Instead, it has brought the return of the great powers. Trump's presidency, though, has been heroic, whether you like it or not. The assembling of the Fellowship, the overthrow of his enemies, and the imposition of the new order on the unruly. These are acts of accomplishment that are beyond the ability of normal men. And one can't help but feel that you don't see this kind of event very often. Issue 5 of Islander is shot through with these themes, often revolving around the conflict between the heroic morality of Trump himself and the rules-based order over which he presides. On one hand, there are articles discussing the nature of the rules-based order, why materialist capitalism is indeed the end of heroic man, and how the social contract society reviles such people. And on the other, are articles which develop our understanding of what heroic society actually consists in, revealing to us that we are actually living in it, whether we perceive it or not. Because this is such a weighty subject, and frankly an exciting subject, this edition is actually 20 pages longer than previous editions, and Rory has gone above and beyond with the art. Halfway through the edition, he has included a lovely and thoughtful illustrated dialogue in the form of a comic which emphasizes this point, that it is not sufficient to be well remembered. We must endure and overcome. A core aspect of heroism is also power. The hero is the key actor in a sequence of events, and therefore to embody this archetype, he must be a man of the world and be active in it. There are several articles which discuss this, because it is apparent that many still feel that they are perhaps not entitled to act. Luka Jonsson's marvellous Marshals of Middle-earth series returns to address these doubts through an examination of the character of Aragorn. And for me, it's all brought into crystal clear clarity through Morgoth's excellent article about why it is that Warhammer 40,000 is actually the meta-modern story that has become the mythology of our moment. It's all Warhammer, we're just picking sides. In addition to this, we now have an exclusive interview with Rupert Lowe on the nature of political leadership and a new segment which is the Letters to the Editor page, which Rory has carefully curated. Honestly, there is a part of me that struggles to believe that we've actually managed to produce something this beautiful, timely, and pertinent to our current understanding of the world. I'm always eager to get the new edition of Islander whenever it arrives from the printers, but there was something more to it this time. Everyone really has gone above and beyond, and I'm in awe of how good this edition is. As always, there is only ever a limited window of time to purchase Islander, and once it's gone, it's gone. It's currently available from shop.lotuseast.com. A link will be in the description.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The new year may be coming to an end, but the excitement never does on SpinQuest.com. With live blackjack, craps, and so many slots, and jackpots that don't need a countdown, your New Year's resolution is more fun on SpinQuest.com. New year and new players right now get $30 coin packs for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.